In the battle of the parallel universes yesterday in New Hampshire, there was the horse race.
Our special coverage continues.
This is a neat thing on our Flick wall. We can look at the winner by category by face.
And there was the tweet race. You, too, can get one of my famous sweater vests. Learn more here. Candidate Rick Santorum was busy working on his brand yesterday morning, still feeling the swagger from his surprising result a week ago in Iowa. That's a tweet from him. Santorum was apparently still in a good mood just after 10 a.m. Shoshana Walsh tweeted this. Santorum shakes the hand of an older gentleman at polling place. The man, I'm a Democrat. Santorum, it's still nice to meet you.
Aww.
In TV, they say it's all about the anchor hair, you know. In Planet Tweet, though, it's the fashion sense. Esquire magazine tweeted this at noon yesterday. Turns out primary swagger exists. Appreciate John Huntsman's leather jacket.
Nice jacket. Whatever. It's a bit like mine. What makes yours? Armani. Expensive. And yours?
Sergio Giorgini.
And there was some hard-edged analysis from one Live Free or Die tweeter, apparently still angry about New Hampshire's liquor laws. Brady's Hair said, tonight, champions of free market competition will host a GOP primary victory with booze from state-run liquor stores. And of course, humorist Andy Borowitz weighed in with his always useful cultural commentary. Trivia. The Republican candidates have not spoken to a black person since Herman Cain dropped out of the race. While the networks were winking and nodding over exit polling data pointing to a sizable win for Mitt Romney, of course, they couldn't say that. They had to speak in code while they waited for the polls to close.
It seems from the exit polls it's much more favorable to people like Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, John Huntsman, much less favorable to people like Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. Just a very different playing field here from Iowa.
By 6 p.m., there was some very candid advice for the Romney camp from tweeter Todd Gunter. I think the biggest mistake Team Romney has made is not choosing All These Things I've Done by The Killers as Mitt's theme song.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to work. A prediction at 6:06 from tweeter David Elizondo, seeming to quote Anderson Cooper. Second is Huntsman. Third is Paul. Fourth is Gingrich. And David Breban tweeted, high independent turnout, splitting vote between Romney, Huntsman, and Paul. Late deciders slightly favor Romney.
Eyes, 6:48 p.m.
The network evening news broadcasts are almost over, and the Romney camp is feeling confident. How do I know that? Well, I got it from the best political team in television. CNN Candy Crowley tweeted this. Now playing in Romney election room, the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. Party like it's 1966. Between 7 and 8, everything was falling into place for Romney. And here's where the tweet world and the networks collided. In fact, most of the networks were running a tweet feed crawl at the bottom of their screens, which sometimes seemed to contradict what the anchors were saying. Imagine being able to talk over Chris Matthews by tweeting.
So I'm looking for greatness tonight. I always am. Up here in New Hampshire, they've got an ability to say something today, something really important.
Hey, could there be a 140-word limit on MSNBC?
Good faith and values stand between the 40-yard lines.
It was as though Twitter allows the entire world to play Mystery Science Theater 3000 with network political coverage. I'm dating myself there, I know. But there is this constant shout from the peanut gallery. Annotation, a news feed of real-time footnotes. Dean says it's going to be easy breezy for Romney. No Santorum surprise here. Stephanie Grimes, results are coming in. I haven't been this excited in 7 days. House Cat tweeted, I believe Newt has given up on winning, now just wants to destroy Mitt.
Crush. Kill. Destroy.
And Jazz Stanford says, I will send $5 to any campaign in New Hampshire tonight that serves pious bologna sandwiches at their election night party.
And good evening. We are just seconds away now from the last polls closing here in New Hampshire.
7:54. Polls almost closed. It's just about over before it's begun. The snarky stuff starts to run hot and fast. Amy Bingham. The vest. A lot of sweater vests at the Dairy Field restaurant in Manchester. Kate Thomas, Mitt Romney likes to fire people and wants to be president, too.
I like being able to fire people who provide services to me.
Spread the word. Or this retweet. I love the smell of freshly cleared out office in the morning. The smell, you know, that fired smell. A whole department smells like money. MSNBC's Al Sharpton couldn't get Romney's firing comment off his mind.
He said, I like firing people. It's a big difference in liking to be able to do something and liking to actually execute it. And I think that is a statement that's going to haunt him as it's played over and over again with Gingrich's buy in South Carolina, where you have people that have lost their jobs to him.
And outside on the street, Joanna tweeted this, just seen roadside in Concord, New Hampshire, series of printed signs reading, Meh, Romney. And then it was over.
It is 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and polls in New Hampshire are now closed. Mitt Romney will win the New Hampshire primary.
CNN projects that Mitt Romney is the winner.
And Mitt Romney is the first Republican since 1976 to win the first two nominating contests.
And the tweet headlines, Man with Hair wins election. The speech in two words, Mitt coming. Romney promises to worry about your job, not saving my own, just like he did at Bain. Romney improving his 2008 vote by 3 points or so, Paul improving his by 16 points. The tweeters get down to the serious business of commenting on Romney's victory speech.
The president has run out of ideas. Yeah. Now he's running out of excuses.
Romney, the president has run out of ideas. Now he's running out of excuses. This is a string of hollow one-liners. Well, of course, lefty writer for The Nation David Corn is going
to
say that.
He wants to turn America into a European-style social welfare state. We want to ensure that we remain a free and prosperous land of opportunity. Yeah!
To which Emily Bell responded, if America was more like Europe, it would have much better cheese.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
Where did cheese go?
From the John Huntsman rally, where there was actually something to say about his third-place finish. Best quote from a Huntsman supporter so far, he has to go on. He's the only sane guy in the race. And a couple of priceless Perry tweets on a real no-show evening for the Texas governor. Jason Thomas says, everything's big in Texas except for Rick Perry's New Hampshire primary results. Or James Butterfish said this, Perry is the 1%. By 9, it's really over, except for the party music.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Scott Conroy tweeted, now playing Wind Beneath My Wings at the Santorum Party. Not kidding. And at 8:55, you couldn't do a better network sign-off than these two tweets. John Keeling, I'd like to thank New Hampshire for wrapping up fast enough for me to catch the opening tip of the Buckeye game. Or David Drucker, dear New Hampshire, thanks for making this a not-so-late night. Signed, The Press. I'll sign that one as well.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.